Chuck Hakama grew up in Lafayette. He went through the Tippecanoe School Corporation and graduated from Purdue University and then Brigham Young University Law School. He says he has two major strengths that will serve him well as a state representative. The first is a background in business.
We need substantive bills that are going to help us create that climate that everybody talks about for job growth. I have created jobs. I have created businesses here in Lafayette and West Lafayette. That's definitely an area that is going to be a big plus.
Hakama also says his legal education will help when it comes time to draft bills at the State House. He says while the Legislative Services Agency writes the legislation, the lawmaker needs to know what the impact will be.
And unless you have legal skills to look at the language and ask the right questions, sometimes you'll get a law that isn't as narrowly drafted as it should be, and sometimes leads to other administrative offices kind of having a field day with that particular law. Sometimes you end up with unintended consequences.
But Hakama says he's challenging Klinker because he wants to do more for the area. He thinks she's not doing enough for constituents in a meaningful way.
We have a good representative, and she's done a lot of good work here in the area. We need, however, to have some substantive legislation that's going to really have an impact on our economy. This last session, there were 8 bills that she introduced. 5 of those did not make it out of committee, and the 3 that did were good bills, but they were bills to recognize people in the community.
Hakama also disagrees with the walkout staged by Klinker and the other House Democrats. He pledges to never do that if elected.
It was a very difficult time for most of us. I didn't like it. I thought it was too long.
But Sheila Klinker says the Democrats walked out to protest the Republican majority's inability to fairly work out a compromise over serious pieces of education and labor legislation.
I do want to emphasize that the 2 times the Republicans walked out, we never, as a group in the Democratic caucus, ever thought of fining them or taking money away from them, because it was the democratic process that allowed them to do that, where most of us were fined over $4,000. I think it's important for folks to know that they left twice and were never fined.
Klinker is referring to the 2 days GOP members walked out in 2001 over redistricting. She says despite the use of those tactics, members from both parties can work in a bipartisan way. Klinker says it's that process of compromise and the committee system that explains the number of bills she's responsible for during the legislative session.
Probably what my opponent doesn't understand is that when it's 60-40, you usually ask a Republican to be on that bill first. Just having your name first on a bill is not the key to getting it through when it's 60-40 Republican and 37-13 in the Senate. You work together to make sure that your idea gets through. But you don't see those in the budget committee because they're amendments. But I certainly have had my share of bills.
Both candidates have plans for the next session if they're elected. For Klinker, it's resolving issues caused by the recent education reforms signed into law.
I think we have to be very careful about our changes that we're making so quickly, because what I'm finding is that maybe your teachers that already retire will take student teachers, but those in the middle of their profession that know any pay they receive is going to be merit pay, depending on test scores that are made by their students, are very reticent to take a student teacher. And you can understand why.
Hakama says there's a specific proposal he wants considered. It deals with the personal property tax,
which currently costs us more money to collect than we actually receive in revenue from it, looking at a certain threshold. If we were to have a credit of a certain amount, we could eliminate the need for the majority of small businesses to report and pay that tax, and it would actually simultaneously save the state money. No one loses in that scenario.
For now, though, Hakama is focused on winning over voters in House District 27, trying to convince them he's a better choice than Klinker, a longtime lawmaker with wide name recognition. Mike Lowitzo, WBAA News.